The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Say his name and he shall appear. This is Joe Hendry and you are listening to Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Daily DDT, and Sports Kita. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker, and tonight's episode is the five WWE superstars who could be the mystery opponent for King of the Ring. Now, this year, ladies and gentlemen, the King of the Ring tournament started on Monday Night Raw, where we did see Sami Zayn defeat Penta, Breaker, and Dominic Mysterio. They are two Raw matches, two SmackDown matches. So this Friday night on SmackDown, we'll see Randy Orton, LA Knight, Aleister Black, and Carmelo Hayes in a fatal four-way match with the winner advancing. We also have the other SmackDown match, Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest versus Andrade versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And for the Raw match, we have Sheamus versus Rusev versus Bronson Reed and a mystery opponent. So let's dig deep and find out who the top five mystery opponents could be for King of the Ring. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we begin the top five, we do have an honorable mention here, and it is Ilya Dragunov. Because in September last year, Dragunov sustained an injury at a house show match against Gunther. He was expected to be out 6 to 9 months, but previous reports indicated he might return sooner than later. With Gunther becoming the World Heavyweight Champion again, many fans hope to see both NXT UK rivals clash again. They have delivered spectacular matches in the past, and the injured star joining the King of the Ring tournament against some of WWE's heaviest hitters can send a message to the champion that will be hard to miss. Well, one name that could be a mystery opponent in the King of the Ring tournament is Otis. He has not been on Raw over the last few weeks after losing to Rusev. And next week's show takes place in his hometown of Green Bay, Wisconsin. If Otis were announced as the mystery competitor, he'd receive a hero's welcome. It would also be an interesting way to weave him into a match against Bronson Reed, Sheamus, and Rusev. Now, all three stars are known for their extremely physical nature. The pairing would also serve as a reboot of Raw's Meat Division, as some of its members have been injured or released, aka Braun Strowman. And ladies and gentlemen, at number four, Drew McIntyre. Now, Drew has been out of action ever since he lost his steel cage match to Damian Priest at Saturday night's main event. He hasn't appeared on Raw or SmackDown due to needing time off to mend some nagging injuries. It doesn't seem like he tore a ligament or broke a bone or anything. However, the Scottish Warrior simply needed a break to heal some troubling ailments. McIntyre could nonetheless shock the WWE Universe by taking the mystery spot in the King of the Ring tournament at next week's WWE Raw. And at number three, ladies and gentlemen, we have Goldberg. As we saw on Monday Night Raw, Gunther defeated Jey Uso to once again become the WWE World.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
champion. Now, just because the idea seems to make a lot of sense doesn't mean it will actually happen, though. The only way to find out for sure is if Goldberg's retirement angle is finally upon us, and the only way to know is to tune in and to watch Monday Night Raw next week to see who the mystery opponent will be. And number two, ladies and gentlemen, say his name, and he will appear. The super popular Joe Hendry hasn't been seen much since losing the TNA World Championship to Trick Williams at NXT Battleground. He did compete at WrestleMania 41 as Randy Orton's mystery opponent after Kevin Owens missed out due to a neck injury. A way to pay Hendry back would be to give him a featured spot in WWE's preeminent tournaments. Hendry is super over, just like Jey Uso, and both recently lost their titles. Jey getting thrust right back into a tournament for a little piece of the opportunity a week after dropping the title, however, would be overkill. But putting Joe Hendry in the match would give fans something to cheer for, an underdog, so on and so forth. So number two, say his name, and he shall appear. And in that number one spot, ladies and gentlemen, R-Truth is gone, but Ron Killings is here. And as we saw, the formerly known as R-Truth returned at the end of Money in the Bank 2025 after departing from the company the week before. He had appeared on the recent Raw and delivered a strong promo as Ron Killings. And from the looks of it, the wrestling legend has a lot in store for the coming weeks. If anything, the former champion showed he was a more serious character and is dedicated to proving himself. And due to this, he can convince Adam Pearce to let him enter the tournament, marking it as his first match with his new persona is Ron Killings. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can also go to facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, where we are over 23,000 followers strong. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We are on X at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope is too long. You can also find us on TikTok, where we are often posting surprise returns and more. It's TikTok, Perched on the Top Rope. We are on Twitch at twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope, where every Sunday at 8 p.m. we are playing WWE 2K25 and playing Fortnite from time to time, because Fortnite's pretty fun too. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.